What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is going to be a huge week. All the stories now starting to come out. I told you I got a chance to watch the premiere's Thursday. I got a chance to watch an advanced copy of The Right Way, which will air Thursday on SNY, and it was tremendous. Got me all pumped up to relive the David Wright days. So you've seen all stories everywhere on that, and people starting to watch that screen. It was tremendous. Wright is in town. Everybody in town with him. All his buddies this week, so we'll have some fun guests coming up throughout the course of the week. After that, Mets will take on the Reds, obviously, and then have David Wright Day, the Angels, and then they have a little West Coast trip to get things started here right out of the break. San Francisco and San Diego. See, those two are not as fun. I mean, the West Coast trips are always fun. Mets don't have as fun matchups. Not until mid-August do they get a division going here. Well, the Braves for three, and then they got the Nationals and Braves after that, and then Phillies. The Mets in August, mid to the end of August, is where their schedule starts to get a little more fun here. And then obviously September, you get to a bunch of games with the Phillies there, Tigers as well, and the Cubs. I mean, Cubs have been a good team. So it's going to be, look, bottom line, it's going to be a fun couple of months with both these teams doing exactly, or maybe not exactly what we'd hoped, but both these teams vying for the division title and then ultimately going to get into the postseason and go take their chance at winning a World Series. Remember, this doesn't happen very often with the Mets and the Yankees. Usually it's the Mets' fault because the Yankees are generally always in the postseason and usually the Mets are not. I mean, think about this. The Mets haven't won a division since 2015. It's 10 years since they won a division. Long time. It's a big deal if they win the division. Yankees make it so routine that it's like, all right, yeah, they're always in the playoffs. Big deal. They won a division. Get to the World Series. But it's nice to have both teams at the same time thriving in this town. We can nitpick and say, oh, this team's in a better spot or this team's had a better first half. Well, we'll see. But either way, both teams in prime position here as we enter the All-Star break. Scratch is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Scratch?
What's up, Sal? Always a pleasure, man. You make my day go easy at work, man.
Thank you, Scratch. We appreciate that.
Three things. I'll make it quick as possible. Jose Ramirez from the Indians would like to see him if the Mets can get him, and a reunion with David DeGrom, and we'll be ready for this.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't think the DeGrom thing is happening. I know that that's popular with Mets fans who want DeGrom back. It's a dream. To me, DeGrom would never want to come back here. I don't know that for a fact. I just know he wasn't happy here. That was a fact. Not with the Mets, just in New York in general. So I don't know if DeGrom would be willing to want to come back. We don't know if Texas is going to be willing to trade off. Right now, they're 48-49. Now, the Guardians falling under 500. They're 12 games back in the Central. Let's pull up the wild card standings here. Yeah, I mean, Guardians not in a good spot. They're 4.5 games out of the final wild card spot, whereas Texas is 3.5, but fewer teams to leapfrog there. I don't know if it's realistic, Scratch, and thank you for the call. Feels weird calling another, you know, grown dude Scratch, but whatever. You tell me your name, I'll call you. All right, Scratch. Yeah, that's the dream. Is Cleveland really going to make Ramirez available? Whether it's for the Mets or Yankees, we talked about it, you know, as far as him being a third baseman and filling a void that either team could use, sure. You take him, are they going to make him available? Which I highly doubt that they would make him available. That's number one. Number two, would each team be willing to give, would the Mets even have what it takes to get him? I don't know. Or the Yankees, for that matter. You would think it feels like with the Yankees, yeah, sure, give us Lombard. But you're not going to do that. BT City would not do that. I'm assuming most Yankee fans would not want to give up Lombard Jr. for even for Ramirez. I mean, you got to give to get. That's part of the deal. It's not, oh, yeah, you can have everybody but this guy. No, I want that guy. You want Ramirez? I want that guy. Can we be willing to part with him or not?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And if I'm the Yankees, I don't know if I would do that because I don't think that that's the all-in move that they need. They need more than just that. I think the Yankees need to prioritize the bullpen. Yeah, you want to say rotation as well? I would prioritize the bullpen. John is in Bayonne. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, John. How are you?
Anything, I'd like to be general manager for the Yankees. This is the moves I'd make. First of all, I'd tell Boone to keep the steady lineup with the batting order. Volpe at 9. Dominguez, 1. Playing center field, Bellinger in left field, okay? Grisham and Peraza, you trade to the Mets for Beatty and Marte.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that for either team, honestly. I would rather do that from the Mets' perspective. If you're the Yankees, what are you going to do with Beatty and Marte?
Well, Beatty, I'll put at third base. He's got a lefty bat. He's a better defensive person than... Peraza.
No way, John. Peraza's much better defense. That's why I take him. I take Peraza in a second because I value defense. Matter of fact, I think the Yankees could do a lot worse. Or you want to take it a step further, as the caller said before, one of the callers, I'd move Peraza to short and move Volpe out of there. And at least you have a good, you could live with him batting ninth but playing excellent defense. So I would not, if I'm the Yankees and I'm looking to get a third baseman that could play some defense and be a proven major leaguer, Brett Beatty's the last thing that I want.
Well, the reason why I say Brett Beatty, he's working in disguise in a roundabout way, but he's a third baseman.
Yeah.
Peraza's a shortstop. You just said that, which is great, because if Lindor goes down or gets hurt, he can at least play defensively, and that's where he's got to play.
Yeah.
See, these guys are playing out of their position. Peraza's playing out of position. Dominguez is playing out of his position. That's very hard to adapt in the major leagues.
See,
okay?
I agree with you, John, but with Dominguez, and I'll let you make your final point. With Dominguez, I don't think he's playing out of position. I don't believe the Yankees think he's good enough to play center field. There's no way that if Dominguez was great in center field that they wouldn't put him there and have Bellinger or Grisham play. There's no way that they would do that. So is it the Yankees playing him out of position? And they're not catering to Grisham or Bellinger. If the Yankees believed, and I don't know this, I'm just using common sense. If the Yankees believed that Dominguez could play center field, he'd be in center field.
Okay. So here's the best part, too. You take Goldschmidt and you do Williams, and you put them on the block and see if anybody will take them. and try to get a top prospect from another team, and then maybe use him for Suarez, if not McMahon, okay, at third base.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, John. A lot of people like those two, and thank you for the call with both McMahon and Suarez. And I get the appeal. They hit a lot of home runs, Suarez in particular. They also strike out a ton. That, to me, is exactly what Cashman and the Yankees have been doing for years. Going to get the guy that hits a lot of home runs but strikes out a ton. That's the last thing that I want. It sounds great, and you're like, oh, man, on paper, Stanton, Judge, Suarez, Bellinger, Dominguez, oh, yeah. No, in reality, I'd much rather a well-rounded ball player. I brought up the kid, Mikel Garcia from the Royals, who's an all-star. He's got only 8 home runs. You look at that and say, wow, 8 homers, why would I want that? He's had 300 hitter, puts the bat on the ball, and he could field. Now, he's an all-star. Who knows if the Royals would even make him available. But that's the type of player. I like Arenado. I know the Yankees have no interest in Nolan Arenado. That's been quite obvious since the offseason, but that would be the type of player. It doesn't have to be him, but Arenado doesn't strike out. He puts the bat on the ball. He'll hit for some average, and he'll play good defense. That's what you're looking for here. Jeff is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Sal. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a rare Cleveland baseball fan in Connecticut. And the past week, these Yankee fans and Mets fans, they keep bringing up Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez is going to have a statue built of him in Cleveland. And it's just, there's nothing that the Mets or Yankees, I honestly think, could give Cleveland to have them remotely even think about giving up Jose. You guys got a better shot at Class A, who's going to be in his prime in a couple of years.
Well, what are they? What is the feel from Cleveland, Jeff? The Guardians, whether the Coin Talk Radio or the reports, what is it? Are they willing to sell everybody but Ramirez? Or are they good?
Who else do they have besides Ramirez?
Yeah, well, you mentioned
it's
Class
Jose,
A.
It's Kwan and it's Class A, and that's basically it. It's been a disappointing year to say the least. But you also have to look. You know, we just got done with the White Sox, so we're only 3 games under now, and out of the break, we play the Rockies, we play the Marlins, we play the A's. So they're not exactly out of it. Obviously, they're trying to scratch their way into the postseason at this point through the wild card because of how good Detroit is this year. But, yeah, I listen to these Mets and Yankees fans, you know, pick and choose and, you know, yeah. Oh, let's get Jose Ramirez and Class A. And I'm just like, it's not very realistic.
Yeah, plus he's signed to a team-friendly deal. We've had this conversation, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the insight from a different perspective, from a Cleveland fan perspective. BT and I talk about it. He might have been the first one to bring it up, and I'm like, why would they trade Ramirez? Or maybe a caller brought it up, and BT and I had the conversation. I forget exactly how it went down. Here's the bottom line. From a Mets and Yankees perspective, if a player like Jose Ramirez is made available, you do whatever it takes to get him. End of story. When a player like that shows you how bad an organization is when a player like that would become available. I don't think Cleveland is that bad that they would make that player available. They sign him to a team-friendly deal, so it's not like his contract is the reason why they can't spend elsewhere and build a winning ball club. There's no... They should fold up shop if they traded him. Now, the other side of it would be, okay, well, they're not going to win this year, and even though they love him, trade Ramirez and get a boatload back now. Do the Mets or Yankees even have enough? I mean, you might be able to combine the Mets and Yankees and they might not have enough to get Ramirez. Everybody's got a price, but what the Yankees would be willing to have to give up, like, you can't just say, yeah, I want Ramirez, but I'm not giving up Lombard. No, no, no. When you talk about a player like Ramirez, it's going to take whatever you got. Same way for the Mets, like, yeah, I want Ramirez, but I can't give up Sprout or whatever. Pick a, you know, Brandon Sproat or whatever. Pick any of these guys. McLean, you know, any of the young arms. Tong, Jonah Tong, any of these young arms or Jet Williams. Hey, you have to give to get. So if you're getting a player of that caliber, then everybody can be had. You would think that would be the case. Ryan is in Stony Point. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
I'm starving. I can't lie, but otherwise I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Well, I can't help you there, but we can talk some sports. What do you got?
Fair enough. So I'm hearing, like, a lot of people are calling in and saying, like, oh, the Yankees with Volpe, send them down. But my thing is, and, you know, move Peraza to short, which is great, but if they don't have a third baseman yet, who's going to play third base? Like, you're not going to – I'd hope they don't put Jazz back over there. He's playing a good second base. My question for you is, who would they put over at third base if they were to do that before acquiring a third baseman?
What do you mean? You're saying if they acquired a second baseman, the Yankees, and moved Jazz back to third?
No, so like I'm hearing a lot of people say, oh, they should send Volpe down and move Peraza to third. Who would play third if they don't have a third baseman?
Right now, I mean, they'd have to have an alternative move, and maybe it is Lombard, and thank you for the call, Ryan. Maybe they would figure something out with him. Maybe that's part of the reason why they don't send Volpe down. I have no idea the inner workings of what's going on, but the Yankees wouldn't just make that move and send Volpe down and not have a viable option, even if you move Peraza to short, not have a viable option to play third base. I don't think it's going to be Vivas going there every single day. Like, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't make a move of that significance until they had a definitive plan. Okay, here's what we have. We're trading for a third baseman. We're going to move Peraza to short, and then we send Volpe down. They would not make a move like sending Volpe down without having a legit, viable replacement. Cole brought it up before about Lombard Jr. potentially coming up and Volpe being moved. Look, the Volpe thing is not going to go away until he starts to field, at the very least, field the ball. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. More of your calls coming up at 1 o'clock. Special in-studio guest, Brian Myers of TNA, formerly of WWE, used to be known as Kurt Hawkins. He'll be in studio with us. Big event coming up on Sunday out at UBS Arena, so we'll talk to him about that. More importantly, he's a big, big Mets fan. Met David Wright yesterday, so we could get into that conversation, talk some Mets, and he's a big Knicks fan, too. Maybe have some fun with him, but we'll do a little wrestling and some Mets stuff with Brian Myers coming up at 1 o'clock. And we'll take your calls, too. You want to call and talk about it, whatever it is, with Brian.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.